Time now for sports. And while college football players are focusing on the upcoming season, there are a few controversies casting a shadow over some college football programs this fall. There's the case of a player at Baylor University who's been convicted of sexual assault, and apparently he was allowed to transfer from Boise State even though he had a history of violent behavior. And the athletics department at Auburn University and coaches at Virginia Tech are in hot water as well. Mike Pesca is here to talk about what's going on in college football. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Let's start with Auburn. Football officials are upset because the school wants to end a particular degree program. What's up?
Well, public administration is not that popular a major among the Auburn undergrads, less than 1%. 111 students in 2013 majored in that. And yet 51% of those 111 were athletes. A full third of the football team majors in public administration. And the deal is that when the school said, you know, this program isn't really serving the overall community, the athletic department said, Oh goodness, quote, if the public administration program is eliminated, the graduation success rate numbers for our student athletes will likely decline. The athletic department even volunteered to give money to prop up the program. And even though the program was on the chopping block, they since have reconsidered. Now, the deans and administration officials deny that it was because undue pressure was brought to bear. But the Wall Street Journal put the facts out there, and I guess you could conclude why this program is still a program.
Okay, so let's move to Virginia Tech. There's this story that broke this past week about the possibility that the school is actually fining student athletes.
Yeah, it's not clear that the fines actually went into place, but this year, for the first time, because of a court ruling, student athletes in big-time college football are getting $3,000 or so extra dollars. That's just the gap between what their scholarships covered and what the actual costs were. Mm-hmm. So Virginia Tech said, hey, guess what? We could fine them now. $10 for missing breakfast, $20 for missing a treatment. You get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in a game, that'll be $100.
Wow.
The NCAA has said, this is likely not what we intended. It looks like maybe the coach is backing off, but not before the coach of Cincinnati said, hey, good idea. These guys have some money. Let's take it from them.
Okay, so when we fold in the story we mentioned at the very top about the player at Baylor and the suggestion that maybe some knew this guy had a violent past but didn't say anything when he was transferred. So when we take all these cases together, are we to believe they are isolated or is it symptomatic of something bigger?
Yes, when I compare college football to the NFL, and the NFL, of course, last year saw all these terrible stories, it does seem like no one could prove that the criminality is greater among the NFL. But in college football, there is a rot, and it's tying yourself in a circle because you have these student-athletes who are called student-athletes, but they're just money generators. So you do things like allow this kid from Sam Awachu, who's now serving time in jail, to be on the college campus endangering your other students. And you do things like have these, you know, let's say, sham majors to try, or at least very academically unrigorous majors to get students qualified.
Yeah.
And it's just a consequence of money versus the real mission of colleges.
Mike Pesca, host of Slate.com's The Gist. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.